Tuesday in the 4 weeks of Lent. The first reading from the book of Ezekiel. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowing down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling down from the southern side. Then he had walked up to the east with a measuring cord in his hand. He measured up 1,000 cubits and had me wade to the water, which was ankle deep. He measured up 1,000 and one more, had me wade to the water, which were now knee deep. Again, he measured up 1,000 and had more, had me wade. The water was up to my waist. Once more, he measured up 1,000, but there was now a river to which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high, it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, son of man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river, where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river, I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "Did water flow into the eastern district down upon the Araba and empty into the sea, the salt water which it makes fresh? Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made flat." The Gospel according to St. John. After this, there were feasts of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the sheep gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with 5 porticos. Indeed, lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else get down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Right, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who were cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for Jews to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. Sharing the theme, God's presence brings life for human beings. Water can be lacking in human life. At Jerusalem and the southern region of Israel, water is very important because they are either locating on mountain or desert. If there is no water, it shall be low life. Water can be used to clean all dirtiness. The water flowing from the temple is the image of the baptismal water in the night of Easter Vigil. It can clean all impurity in the human heart. Today's reading centers around the necessity of water in life. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel, though live on the exile, had the vision of water flowing from the rise of the Jerusalem temple. There was so much water that it formed a great river that flowed toward the Dead Sea and the Araba Desert. Wherever water blew to, it brought life to all creatures. This water could also heal all human diseases. In the Gospel, there were paralytic for 38 years who lie on the side of the Bethesda pool to wait for the water to be stirred. Local people believe that the first one who jumps to the pool right after the water is stirred shall be healed from his sickness. When Jesus walked by him and knew he wanted to be healed, he healed him and commanded him to carry his mat to go home. The first reading. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live. First, Ezekiel vision. Many authors of the scripture have the vision of the water flowing from the temple. Some consider this vision might imply the water that flows from the paradise. Sea to flow due to Adam's sin reappear in the Exodus through the miraculous event of the water that flowed from the rock at Massah and Meribah. And lastly, shall appear again at Jerusalem at the end time. The east side of the temple is the Kidron Valley, due to be right. And people can go across from Jerusalem to Mount Olive as Jesus and his disciples used to do so. Ezekiel's vision implies God interfering in human life. He can fill the Kidron Valley with water and form it at the Red River as Jordan to know to the Dead Sea. Second, the water that came from the temples brings life to all creatures. Where the water is, there is life. The tree that is planted near water shall always be green and yield plenty of food. The Dead Sea, where the water of Jordan River flows in, is very salty, because there is no exit. None of living creatures can live there. Ezekiel's vision probably implies God interfering in the future. He shall let water flow from the temple so abundantly to the point it can form a river, fill the Kidron Valley, flow to the Dead Sea as Jordan River, and continue to the Araba Desert. When the Dead Sea is opened at the other end, its water shall be clean and healthy. As Ezekiel described, wherever the river flow, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water come, the sea shall be made fresh. The spiritual sense of this vision may imply the baptismal water in the ether vessel. When the faithful sing this verse, why the priest sprinkle water on them? I saw the water that flow from the temple, and whoever that water flow to shall receive salvation and cry out with joy, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. The Gospel. Jesus healed the paralytic for 38 years at Bethesda Pool. First, history of the Bethesda Pool. Before the 20th century, the scholar of Johannine Gospel taught this Bethesda Pool is only symbolic, not a real pool in Jerusalem. Some even try to explain its symbolic meaning, such as five porticos represent the five books of the Pentateuch. 38 years represent 38 years of the Israelite wander in the desert. But the ecobiblic of the Dominican order discover this historical pool together with all of its historical information. It located on the west side of the temple, near to St. Anne's Church today. Actually, they found our two pools near to each other. The following information was found on the Gideon brochure of the White Fire. In the ancient day, many pools were dug in this area to reserve water. Jerusalem was built on the top of Zion Mountain. At the beginning, a simple pool was dug to contain water that flow to this valley as a natural pool. Later, this pool was built and converted to an artificial pool with the size of 40 by 50 meters. By using a pipe with a diameter of 6 meters, the water of the pool was made, flowing into the temple by a small conduit. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 3 and the second book of Kings chapter 18:17 mention this small conduit. At the end of the 3rd century before Christ, a second pool was established, probably at the time of Simon the High Priest. It was built to the south of the pipe, and the small conduit were covered to become a pipe to the temple. Between 150 BC and 70 AD, a famous center of healing was developed to the east side of the Chupu, a well-bathing place. An altar was established for religion and healing purposes. This place became the meeting place for people who were prohibited to enter the temple due to their sickness. According to the tradition, they waited for the water to be stirred by an angel. Whoever is the first one to enter the pool shall be healed. It was at this place that Jesus healed the paralytic. In the 3rd AD, a bigger pool was built, Birket, Israel. This pool make other pool of Bethesda less important. A new one was built in the north side by Herod Agrippa in 44 AD to revent water to blow into the temple. Second, Jesus healing of the paralytic for 38 years. John briefly reported the dialogue between Jesus and the paralytic. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else get down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. Third, the argument about the Sabbath. To carry one mat on the Sabbath is to violate the law, and the one who carry it can be stoned to death. When the Jews saw the paralytic, they said to the man, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for Jews to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After that, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jew that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jew began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. We can see the reason why Jesus warned the man is that if he keep on sinning by disobeying God's command, he must get the result of his sin, and they can be more grave than his past sin. Ignoring of Jesus' warning, he went out and continued sinning. Application in life. As water is necessary for the body, the water which flows from the temple is also necessary for our soul. The baptismal water had power to lean all sin and to bestow on people many God's grace and blessings. Without God present in life, we shall be dry for a long time as the paralytic. With God present in our life, we shall be healed from all sin and bear many good fruit. Amen.